Hi there, Matt Luxton here from the Equestrian Athlete Plan. Today I'm going to bring to you the chapter on how you're going to develop your riding fit legs. Okay. Now in this chapter, you will actually finally learn how to get the saddle strong legs you've been crying out for. You'll learn how the exercise program must mimic the demands of your event to create optimal results. Now for many equestrian athletes, they worry that doing leg exercise will increase muscle bulk. Okay, I'm going to help to ease your fears here and why the Equestrian Athlete Plan is a lot different to that. You'll also have greater knowledge of why long, slow runs are doing very little but wasting an hour of your time in what is already a time-constrained day. Okay. To answer, or your answer to building the riding fit legs, the best exercises for your legs are the ones that replicate the demands that your riding does on your horse. Okay. Too often, the equestrian athlete would have been following a generic magazine program that has sat them on a sort of a leg extension machine or a hamstring curl machine at the gym. Okay, these not only have no relationship or crossover to the equestrian event, but they actually often overtrains what are already dominant muscles. Okay, now the quadriceps and the hamstrings. So the quadriceps being on the front of the upper thigh, the hamstrings being on the back of the upper thigh, are integral to the overall condition of the equestrian athlete. But the gluteals, the buttocks, as we've already discussed, and the peroneals on the front of the lower leg are also in need of attention. Okay, now a combination of exercises that keep your pelvis in a neutral alignment are actually needed to counterbalance the position that many equestrian athletes find themselves in for the majority of their day. Now this is one of anterior tilt. We've already mentioned this. Okay, the pull of these muscles results in lower back pain so often. Okay, so just taking care on those exercises, making sure they're not exacerbating that problem further is crucial. A combination of knee-dominant and hip-dominant leg exercises that will increase specific range of movement about the ankle, the knee and the hip are actually going to help to provide you with the range of movement that you need when you ride. Okay, so by mixing the exercises up in a specific order so that you've got leg exercises that are quite knee-dominant and leg exercises that are quite hip-dominant, you're going to find that you become a much more rounded, not only physical human being, but also a much better rider. Okay. Now the leg exercises actually improves strength and power, but added to that strength and endurance comes to an improved range of movement. Okay, and this is actually a crucial part of the benefits of strength training, that you will gain extra flexibility. If you imagine that if I give you an exercise that involves you dropping your knee towards the ground and the other foot's in front, and as you drop that back knee towards the ground, if you haven't got the strength in the front leg, you're never going to have the flexibility in the back leg, okay, because you'll just fall on the floor. So by getting stronger, you're able to develop flexibility in that sense. Okay, so now we've said it sort of time and time again, but specificity is crucial to the equestrian athlete. Okay, you'll find a lot of generic exercise programs that look like the way you might train if you're trying to add bulk. Okay, so for instance, it would be sort of leg extensions. So that's sitting down, taking your feet up in front of you. 10 reps, followed by a minute's rest, repeat this 3 times. Okay, none of that in the Equestrian Athlete Plan. I've trained many equestrian athletes who've helped not only to utilise the most effective exercise, but also to implement specific routines of leg exercises that create a truly awesome effect on the legs. Okay, now none of that involves sitting down on any machines. Okay, we won't be doing any heavy squats that increase bulk. Okay, instead we'll be concentrating on using our own body weight, bands, dumbbells. Okay, to mention just a few modalities to increase muscular strength and endurance. Okay, so that when you ride and muck out, or for that matter, anything you do in life, it's going to become a whole lot easier. Now, the best exercises are the ones that open up the hip joint and not only improve the range of movement, but strength through this range of movement. Okay, so you've got a great range of movement now, but you're also developing great strength through the whole of the range of movement. Okay, a lot of people make the mistake of just stretching or strengthening. You're never truly going to be riding fit until you take a more holistic approach to strengthening and stretching. The most specific exercises are the ones that replicate the movement patterns and the metabolic demands of your legs during your event. So we use an exercise known to my equestrian athletes as pulsing lunges to create a huge burn in the calves, to condition them to spend a period of time on the balls of their feet, much like a jockey or event rider would cross-country phase of their event. Now this kind of specificity of leg exercises and routine is like nothing you've seen yet, and the order is very specific to ensure that you indeed use the right muscles to do the right exercises, if you like. Okay, so as we've said earlier, making sure that, yes, we're doing the right exercises, but we're actually using the correct muscles to do that. Okay, so now, you know, that really sort of leads us on to how we're going to mimic the demands of your sport. Okay, now, one of the fundamental principles of exercise is specificity, okay, and progression. Now, specificity is both to do with joint angles and muscle demand, okay, placed. You see, it's pointless doing an exercise for an hour if your event doesn't last longer than 15 minutes, okay? Absolutely pointless. That's not to say that the total session length won't be longer than 15 minutes, but I would suggest that there's no need for any session really to last longer than 30 or 40 minutes, okay, particularly on the equestrian athlete plan. So once you've got a true metabolic simulation of the event, it is then really the job of the fitness professional to specifically and systematically place the exercises into a series of pairs, okay? So a pair is a superset. Then you've got tri-sets, that's three exercises, or quadplexes, okay, that's four exercises, to give you exactly what you need, okay, so those combinations you'll see. Creating the muscular balance part of the lower body will go a long way to helping you become riding fit. So improve the strength of your posterior chain, and in particular the hamstring and gluteals will really help you, the equestrian athlete, to minimise the strain on the pelvis and the lower back. There is a lot of demand on the muscular strength and endurance of the leg muscles, okay? So whether it's an isometric position, a static hold, or what we call a quasi-isometric position, so that's dividing one repetition of an exercise into shorter ranges, okay, with slightly intense holds to generate maximum tension, okay? So you've got isometric complete hold, and then you've got the, for a period of time, and then you've got quasi-isometric is where you hold it in different positions throughout that movement, okay? And this starts to make absolute sense that these exercises are in a program to improve your force production, okay? So how strong you're going to be. Then you would move on to training the legs slightly more dynamically, okay? Adding a full range of movement. And lastly, onto more powerful explosive movements, okay? So for those sudden changes of direction. Okay, so now you can start to see how we progress through from being from very little power, and we move through to much more explosive, okay, through the progression chain. Now I want you to make sure that you're mobilizing, okay, before you ride. By mobilizing the pelvis, the thoracic spine, the knees, and the ankle joints prior to riding, for that matter, you'll find that when you come to get off or on and off, as so many of you do frequently throughout the day, you'll feel so much better. Okay, the mobilization warms up the synovial fluid in the gaps between the joints, okay, and improves neurological activation of the muscles that you're about to work. Failing to do this is essentially like waking up with your eyes closed and expecting to make your way downstairs to the breakfast table without hitting anything. Okay, this is the same for your muscles. You can't expect them to wake up without going through the process, okay, of opening the eyes, okay, so of mobilizing the joints that they move. So once you've dismounted, okay, you might untack first, whatever, but then I strongly recommend that you stretch the hip flexors, that's the ones on the front of the hip, the upper and lower back, and the adductors, which are the ones on the inner thigh, to prevent them from becoming facilitated, okay, which is overactive, short and tight. This will then enable you to use correct muscles as you walk away from the yard and onto your next daily task, whatever that may be, okay? So making sure that you switch off those muscles that have worked really hard for you whilst you're riding, okay? Now, whether that your next job is actually indeed to ride another horse, muck out, go to work, whatever, it doesn't matter. Make sure you've just stretched off those potentially tight muscles, okay? Now, I actually use foam rollers, okay? Foam rollers and a piece of equipment called the grid, okay? And this will help to release fascia, the connective tissue around the muscles, okay? And this will help you to regain the full range of movement, okay, and prevent possible injury. Now, the equestrian athlete plan actually has within it a specific set of exercises for the external rotators of the hip, okay, to really help with dismounting and mounting. Okay, so by activating these muscles, which is the action of actually taking the leg away from the body, so imagine that you're stood up straight and you're going to take the leg away from the center line. This kind of exercise, if you like, or movement pattern, for a better word, will actually become a lot more pain-free and feel much more easy. This won't actually happen overnight, but I can assure you that if in the long term, this will not only improve the quality of your riding experience, but ultimately the longevity of your career, because you'll have much better hip health. Okay, so I want to move on now really to why weight won't be an issue with these leg exercises, okay, that I'm going to give you. The exercises themselves are not actually what makes you heavier, okay? It's the program design, okay? Testosterone levels, loads, so the weights, supplementation that you take, and the nature of the exercise that determines how much you grow. Okay, so with using resistance training, you can expect to become far more efficient, drop body fat, and feel far healthier, okay? You may notice that your body appears different, okay? You may even see muscles that you didn't realize you had before. Now, this doesn't mean you're getting bulky, okay? The main reason that many people can't see the muscles is simply because they had a layer of body fat covering those muscles, okay? The process of muscle growth is known as hypertrophy, okay? To get huge hypertrophy gains, you need to eat specific quantities of protein per pound of body weight. You need to train with moderate to heavy weights, take longer rest periods of work, longer periods of rest and work, and also work those muscles in isolation, okay? So we won't be paying attention to any of these in that way during the equestrian athlete plan, okay? The exercises we'll do will mainly focus on strength and endurance of all the muscles and movement patterns you can use on your horse and around the yard. Okay, due to the nature of the workouts you'll complete, the loads will not be heavy enough to create a big enough hypertrophy effect, okay? The rest won't be long enough to replenish the muscle glycogen stores sufficiently, and the movements will use multiple joints, so we avoid the isolation exercise for the majority of the workout. So please don't confuse increased muscle definition and reduced body fat with growth or getting bulky, okay? Because you're going to see your body change slightly throughout the program in terms of the way it looks, certainly the way it performs, but definitely the way it looks as well, okay? So, you know, there's very, very big difference between muscle growth and reduced body fat, which will actually look like increased muscle tone, okay? Now, one of the things that a lot of people have been doing, and I mentioned it at the start, was they've been going out for these long runs. Okay, and I want to tell you why that's a waste of your time. Okay, one of the things I want you to do is to stay well away from that, okay, and any of the things that didn't work for you before, okay? So, for that matter, even if you did feel some benefit, I want you to stick to this program 100%, okay? Remember that one of the common problems is that the equestrian athlete was given generic programs for. I really don't want you going back to that, okay? So my major worry is that other equestrian athletes are still going to be doing the same things as last year, all the years before that, for that matter, and actually expect different results, okay? I think it was Albert Einstein that actually defined this as insane, okay? So trying to do the same things, but trying to expect them to get different results. Now, one aspect of the generic program was a long, steady state run, as we said. Okay, your friends and colleagues may have previously done this, or you may have done it, or may still be doing it. I think that running has its place in training programs, but not in the format that you've seen it before. Okay, using long, steady, slow runs actually teaches the body to become slow, and it easily adapts to this. Okay, not only does the long, slow run make you slow, it increases your cortisol levels, okay, your stress hormone levels, and reduce your metabolism long term. Okay, so due to increasing muscle stores to source energy. Okay, so intervals of work and rest at high intensity are what you need. Okay, all other equestrian athletes need. It's not that running has no benefit at all. I do use running with equestrian athletes for whom it's beneficial and not too demanding on the lower back or other muscles or joints. But it's more the format, okay, and the nature of the workout that's detrimental. By using this interval approach to your running instead of your long, slow runs, if running is your thing, you will not only increase your chances of remaining injury-free, but you'll actually not get bored. And you'll feel massively different benefits in a much shorter time. Now, many people choose a long, slow run because they're just not comfortable with getting out of their comfort zone, okay? That doesn't mean going through pain. I mean, I'm talking about doing exercise that actually works because it's stressing their heart and lungs and, you know, improving their fitness levels rather than just doing something that's quite easy. Okay, so if nothing changes, nothing will change. Okay, so if you're gonna do the same old slow long runs, then you're likely to get the same, you know, very unsatisfying results. Okay, so if nothing changes, then nothing will change. So in this chapter, I hope that it inspired you to view the training of the legs for equestrian in a very different light. Okay, mobilization has been an important part of my equestrian athlete plans up to now, and you are going to be no different. Okay, I think that you can now see why we need to mobilize the hips to minimise the detrimental effects whilst on a horse of poor posture and after dismounting as well. I hope your mind is now at ease, okay, with regards to the leg exercise as well, and your previous fears of growing huge bodybuilder legs, okay, are also now eased as well. Okay, so that's our leg section, okay, and that's really a lot of the information that you're going to be sort of seeing throughout the 8-week plan underpinned. Okay, so that's Matt Luxton here from the Equestrian Athlete Plan, and I'm really looking forward to getting stuck into the next chapter with you soon. Take care, bye-bye.